And welcome, everybody, to episode 597 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Let's start with you, Break. How are you doing, man?
Well, this depends. Is Skype cooperating with me or not?
It seems to be working, man. Seems to be working okay.
Because it wasn't at first. Yeah. Just saying.
I know. Right. We were having a hard time getting you on, man. But we're looking good now. Hey, Eric, how are you doing, man?
Better than I was a day ago.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. That's good. That's good to hear.
So you died and came back to life?
Yeah.
You were risen?
I felt like I was on the precipice of getting to the point where I felt like I was going to die.
Oh, dude, you got to get to the doctors if you're feeling like that, man, for sure.
That was just immediate fatigue after getting home from work.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is, man. So hang in there, Eric. Should get better, man. Just to let you guys know, if in chat, Black Cat and whoever else is in there, I didn't pull up my thing. But just to let you know, if we go off the air, it's because there's a thunderstorm. I don't know if you just heard the thunder there. But it might be like a power outage or something. But I'll try to get back on the air as soon as possible. But a little bit of housekeeping news. In 3 weeks, we'll be having our big 600th episode where I'll be giving away a free video game if you can answer an old school horror movie question. And I've got another question as well for the archive listeners. But you got
to
be.
I need to get alcohol for the occasion.
Yeah. If you want a chance of winning a video game of your choice, be in the chat in 3 weeks' time. And you'll have a chance to win a game of your choice. Doesn't matter which system, new, old. You know, I'm not going to go, like, buy you, like, an old school, like, Final Fantasy IX copy that's worth, like, 200 bucks.
I was going to go for, like, TurboGrafx games.
Yeah. No. That's not going to happen. I'm talking, like, you know, like, within reason, you know, 50, 60 bucks.
If there are no break questions, I'm going to give him one.
If there's no what? Oh, okay.
So that's cool.
Right on. That's something to look forward to. So make sure to be in chat in 3 weeks is what I'm saying, people. So if you're listening on archives and you haven't joined us live, you know, call in sick and join us live that day. I mean, if you're not already home during the quarantine, you know. Black Tat says 50 to 60 bucks is more than generous. That's about the going rate for a video game, Black Cat, like a brand new one. So you know, I mean, it's we're going big. It's a 600th episode, so I got inspired because there was a guy. You might follow him, Black Cat. He's like McSpongebob or something. I can't remember his Twitter handle. But he was gracious enough. I was having some back trouble, and he actually sent me a one of those like electrode things, like where you can like stimulus things. I don't know what you call them, man, but. You know, it was cool, and I got inspired by that, so that's what we're doing. Episode 600, we're giving away a free video game. And then the archive listeners...
Mocking SpongeBob is the name.
Mocking SpongeBob, yeah, that's right. God, it's really thunder and lightning over here.
Watches SpongeBob and just makes fun of it relentlessly?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how I watched Power Rangers.
No, I think he's like the SpongeBob archetype in like the episodes where he decides to mock a character.
Yeah.
So he doesn't turn the volume down and then just make up lines for the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You guys are sons of bitches, you know. I mean, that's all I'm saying. But yeah, moving on. Like I said, if you hear thunder in the background, it's, you know, sorry about that. All right. So let's start with the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, we've got a delay. The first news article of the day is about how Tales of Arise, as I suspected, was not coming out this year due to COVID-19. Although yeah. I suspect even if it weren't the case, it wouldn't come out this year.
Yeah. Tales of Arise was the game that was going to take the Tales series in kind of a different direction, right, Eric?
Because like only two protagonists I guess more narratively driven, kind of like Last of Us or something.
Yeah,
but
it, It looks nice. Everything I've seen from it, the stills, the, you know, the little bit of teaser footage that we've gotten.
I don't think they're going to get rid of the traditional Tales formula, but this is definitely them being experimental.
Yeah, the Tales game is an extremely difficult series, man. I have the toughest time getting through, but they're good games, man. They're really solid, solid games. So, you know, Tales of the Abyss, Tales of what was the other ones? Tales of Abyss, Tales Symphonia.
I think the other reason it's gotten delayed is because they're making Scarlet Nexus.
Yeah, well, I think COVID has a big part of it, man. All right, well, that's sad to hear, man. But hopefully they'll bounce back big. And
yeah, they have no date because, of course, why would you put out a date when it's probably going to get delayed again anyway?
Yeah, for sure. All right, Breakman, you're up next. Breakman, did we lose Breakman?
Why is Skype? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. RPG site, fuck you, Skype. live from Atmospheric Pixel Art Action RPG Radio the Universe to release for Steam this winter. That's an interesting title.
Yeah.
There's a video. I'll read the features just because we got a lot to read today, news-wise. A visually detailed, thematically varied world, a slow-paced challenge designed to engage you gradually, an ability and weapon progression system for both simple and complex playstyles, a novel pixel art style rendered by the Atmospheric Pixel 2.0 engine, and an explosive soundtrack containing both ambient and musical compositions.
Yeah. It looks like the best way I can... We've been on this pixel art kick lately with the news, but it looks like 8-bit pixel art is the best way that I can describe it. And it actually looks pretty decent, so something to look forward to. Wow, it's like visually kind of striking, man. Like, I'm looking at this game like, wow, that's gives me like, you know, like 80s Airwolf vibes, man. Like, you know, like all the feels, you know. It looks good. It looks really good. All right, let's move on to the next story. Oh shit. What's the next story, guys? God damn it. Is it Fallen Legion?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I have to little bit of problems here. This comes to us from RPG.
I'm the only one having problems. God damn it.
Yeah, I know, man. RPGsite.net. Fallen Legion Revenants announced for the PlayStation 4 and Switch. Set to release in 2021. Why no Xbox, man? That's kind of shitty.
Probably because Microsoft is notoriously hard to work with when it comes to either the cost of their services to put it on the platform or the license.
I guess
or the fact that they can't, convince NISA to publish for that platform.
It looks really good, man. Like it sort of has
like instead of you can't find a publisher, Mike, you have to do it through Microsoft, and Microsoft charges an arm and a leg.
Yeah, well, that's true too, man. But Sony's not all that far behind in that category.
Although the original game didn't have the Xbox port, so yeah, like it's not surprising that they aren't doing it for this one either.
It sort of has a vanillaware art style vibe to it, so it does look kind of cool. I might check.
I had issues with the original because I felt that it was too difficult.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're doing a couple things to let you know where you can attack and when you can attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember Fallen Legion. It was a difficult game. And if you're saying that, Eric, then it's definitely difficult. All right, Eric, you're up next.
And let's see. Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4 has been dated. I don't know why I wrote Switch, but I guess technically that's true. But it's coming out on October 27th in North America and Europe. So that's a Friday release.
This looks like a darker Trails of Cold Steel game to me.
Well, that's because the what happens in the third game's conclusion.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so that makes sense story-wise. I haven't finished any of the Trails games. I gotta get on that, man. I think I have, like, one and two. I don't have three, I don't think, but I gotta get on that bandwagon soon.
I told you about it last week, and you're like, I'm giving up on it.
I'm not gonna give up on it, Eric. I have certain games.
You're are... like new console. Fuck the old console games.
No, man. I mean, I'm gonna get the new console.
I kind of agree with that. Like after spending a lot of money getting a new console, it's kind of hard to go back and play the other ones. Like maybe after a while, after the newness runs out.
Yeah, when the new console comes out, there's just going to be nothing for a while, so you might as well keep playing PS4 games.
Yeah, that's true. So that's
just play it on your PS5. It'll have better
adopters get screwed.
Okay, I tell you what, Eric. If I get through the Dark Souls trilogy of games, I will play the Trails of Cold Steel games.
That'll never happen.
How dare you? It'll never happen. How dare you? I'll have you know that I was doing quite well in Demon Souls, sir, when that came out. So I was the one.
But you can't even get through Yharnam and Bloodborne.
That's true. That is true. Bloodborne is fucking kicking my ass.
Or the Tower and Neo.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? I will. Trust me, I will. I'll get through that shit.
To be fair, Bloodborne's first area is bullshit a little. Yeah, it's not really... as bullshit as Demon's Souls, because at least when you get to the first boss, you can start leveling up. You don't have to kill it first like you do in Demon's Souls.
Yeah, Demon's
Souls. Which is something I think they'll fix in the remaster or remake.
That's why I'm not going to go back to Demon's Souls. I'm gonna wait for the remake.
I'll play the original just so I can chart the differences, because it's been a long time since I've played.
Yeah. Okay, who's next here?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Death End Request 2 to release on August 25th in North America and August 28th in Europe. Let's see. A limited edition for both versions of the game will be available from Idea Factory's online store for $99.99, which includes a steelbook case, art book, official soundtrack, tote bag, trading cade.
Trading cards?
Probably cards, but they try trading cade. Midquill 1.5 novel and a collector's box. I guess a prequel novel, kind of. I don't know. Midquill? That's new term. After cade, I don't think you're allowed to make up new terms.
Yeah, $100 is a little bit too out of my price range for video games right now. Although I heard rumors that PS5 and Xbox One games are going to be like $70-$80, man.
God, I'm in no hurry to jump to the next system.
Yeah, I am, because I'll take one for the team.
I don't understand when the collector's edition decided to go from like, okay, standard edition 60 game, now limited editions, let's see, they used to be around 80, now they're at 100. Why the additional $20 more now?
I don't know, Eric.
Probably development costs.
Breakman, you're a son of a bitch. I did catch all that stuff.
You just now remembered it because you are senile?
No, because I was being cordial to Eric, you know, letting him finish his point before I called you out on your nonsense. So there you go. All right. Let's see. Who's? I guess it's my turn next, huh? This comes to us from RPG Site. Ease 9 Monstrum Nox launches for the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC in 2021. I like how they never give us a...
Yeah, if they had just launched the PS4 release this year, I would have been fine with that, because I'm probably not going to pick up the Switch version unless it's significantly improved over Ease 8, because even though Ease 8... is fine and much better than the Vita version with its frame rate and performance, but there's just something about it I think is left to be desired, because I don't think East is a game that should be played at 30 frames. And even then, I did see some fray drops, and some of the tricks it was doing to maintain a constant 30 were irritating my eyes, because they, like, altered the texture resolution.
Oh, yeah. I hate when they do that shit, Eric. Yeah. Speaking of that, the next consoles, I'm pretty sure we're going to be getting 60 frames consistently in a lot of games.
And it's because they didn't use Saber as the developer for the port. And yeah. I don't know who they got, but it was a group that clearly did the best they could with what their knowledge was, but there were definitely better options out there they could have pursued.
Yeah.
And Saber is doing the Cold Steel 3 port for Switch, which is out today, and they did a decent enough job. The only problem I have with it is the same problem I had with the Vita release of Cold Steel 1 and 2, where the text is too small, because the text already was shrunk from Cold Steel 1 and 2. It's just a little bit smaller now, so it's even harder to read. On my TV, it's still easy enough to see, but it's definitely could be a problem for other people, especially if you're playing in portable mode.
Yeah, I think you need to get, like, those binocular glasses, Eric. Specifically for... Because I agree with you, man. Sometimes it's hard to see the fucking, subtitles, man. Sucks. I hate
The subtitles is fine. It's, like, text for information on stats during a fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and that stuff, too, for sure.
Some games just have small text anyway. Yeah. Like, remember the original... what's that mall game killing zombies?
Dead Rising.
Remember the original Dead Rising? Like, you could sit right in front of the TV and the goddamn text was still too small to read. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, forget me. And I wear glasses and fuck that, man. Like,
yeah, I don't. And it was still like, holy shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man. I hate that, man.
It's like, put accessibility options in your games, you fucking developers.
Why am I getting Amazon ads for SpongeBob socks on my fucking screen, man? That's so weird. Like,
you got some. Bernie's got some splaining to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I think marketers have been listening in on the podcast. You mentioned SpongeBob, so they just decided to show you shit.
Oh, my God. Well, that's true. Like, anything you say through your microphone is being, Google's gathering all that fucking information, but which is bullshit. But, okay, let's move on. Let's see. I think it's whose turn is it? I think it's Brake's turn.
Is it? Okay. Comes as live from RPG site. Shirin the Wanderer, the Tower of Fortune, and the Dice of the Fate.
Dice die. It's plural.
It says dice.
It says dice.
Yeah, but it's there's more than one pair.
It says dice. That's
how it's supposed to be spelled, but that's not how you pronounce it. You
don't. I'm sorry. Dice is an actual word, so I'm gonna pronounce it.
Yeah, and there's more than one dice in the logo, so.
I would say dice.
And that's die. Yeah, that's spelled completely different. So they
no, it's up not. It's spelled the same. You just pronounce it differently.
Wait, Eric, like if it's spelled dice, like that's how it's spelled, dude. Like, I mean, that's how I would have said that. I'm gonna defend Breakman here. Like, that's how I would have said it. So continue on, Breakman.
I don't even talk about it anymore. My feelings are. I mean, let's see here. It's going to be out for Switch and Steam in 2020. I'm just going to go ahead and skip ahead here. The story. Lead Shirin the Wanderer and his sidekick Kappa in the quest to conquer the Tower of Fortune. Shirin the Wanderer in this game is the latest installment in the storied franchise. Legend has it that Riva, God of Destiny, holds sway over the past, present, and future. Said to dwell in the mysterious Tower of Fortune, Riva decides the fates of all mankind with the Trio of Magic. Dice. Yeah. I didn't see the last word.
Hey.
I had to scroll down. Sorry. Features classic roguelike gameplay. Each defeat brings you close to the victory as you learn new strategies and skills. Gorgeous retro graphics, beautiful 2D graphics, and colorful characters highlight your quest. Enhanced port contains bonus dungeons not found in original release. So there you go.
There you go. Hey, Eric, have you played the Shirin games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play this one?
I played it on the Vita.
Oh, is it good?
It's a good game.
Okay, cool. Right on. Okay.
I might pick this one up at retail because I have the digital version for the Vita.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
And I never got around to buying the physical version. So. Yeah.
Anything else on that break?
No.
All right, next story.
It looks fun. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like old school goodness to me. Yeah. You know?
Get a Switch break.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I didn't need a new laptop, I probably could have got one, but...
Yeah, I know.
This is why Break needs a Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this comes
or
to us.
GoFundMe or something.
This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Mega Dimension Neptunia 7 launches for Nintendo Switch eShop.
It's VII. Okay. There's a whole thing with it.
Okay, I always get confused if it's VII or 7 or fuck. Jesus fucking Christ, JRPG makers. So yeah, there you go. Release it's releasing July 28th. So there you go. And this is an old school game that's being remixed.
Because I think the V in the two was supposed to be for version 2 or something.
Oh, okay. Well,
or Victory 2 or something like that.
Yeah. Looks like Lurks and Commander Root are in chat, so welcome aboard, gentlemen or women. I think Lurks.
I would have called it 7, by the way.
Because it's not canonically the 7th game in the series.
Yeah,
I know, but that's just me and Frank learned Roman numerals when we were kids.
Well, back in my day when we actually created Roman numerals, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So. Back they taught us in school, they thought, hey, this will be useful for you someday.
Yeah, exactly.
In the movies when we can see it was made in 1989 with your MM. You know, all
those
other
loads. I teaching Roman numerals.
Roman noodles.
I was thinking of like
I wonder what they taste like.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious to do it. Does anybody know Roman noodles?
Roman numerals is one of the dumbest things ever, man. Like to teach in school. Like who gives a shit? You know.
Yeah, let's teach the letterings of an empire that's long dead.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Okay, Eric, I think you're up next.
Tomoyo After Coming to Switch. So this is more or less a sequel to a spinoff sequel of sorts to Clannad. But that is on the eShop right now. You can buy it and play it in English. So this will be following it. And this was initially released on Steam a few years back.
Yeah. Okay, cool. If you, like I said, guys, I'm getting a lot of lightning. So if we get cut off, that's the deal. Okay, next.
As long as you don't scream, oh my God, first. I think you'll be okay.
I don't think I'll be fine.
Like, what happened? Is he okay?
Yeah.
This is a sequel to one of the routes in the game.
Yeah. Okay, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from the not-scrolling Silicon Era, the story about Darius' cosmic revelation brings back G. Darius and Darius Burst, another chronicle to
sweet. That's the best, man.
Let me start over.
Darius Burst, another chronicle is just another repackaging of Darius Burst, Chronicle Savior, but it has even more stuff.
Yeah, it's a shmup.
This has been
announced
for both the Switch and the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Let me see. Compared to Darius Cosmic Collection, which is collective of the series' 2D titles, Darius Cosmic Revelation focuses on the two 3D games in the series, as these two games were obvious omissions from Cosmic Collection. This collection will finally unite the Darius series on modern platforms, especially on the Switch.
Well, they kind of skipped it in the console version of the Cosmic Collection or the arcade version because that already had a release domestically, so they're like, let's just put it in with this one because we can't just release a game by itself.
You know what I like about what I'm seeing from this game? You know how most shmups, like if you get shots thrown at you, you can't shoot them, right? Like they're just coming at you, and if they hit you, you're pretty much dead, right? It looks like a lot of the offense from your agitators are like you can fend it off with your own firepower, and that's really really cool. I never
played G. Darius because most arcades had died by the time that game come out, and it was import only.
Yeah, it looks good. I think it looks really 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 cool. I mean, it's probably hard as hell.
And right? I've never seen the arcade version of Burst.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Same reason.
We have hail here now, guys. I don't know if you can hear the hail. That's awesome.
Mm. Next
thing,
Yeah, sounds like you're having a party without us.
Yeah, and the next thing is tornadoes, guys. So you know.
Man, you're not gonna share. That's fucking selfish.
All right, guys. Next story. I think it's my turn.
Oh, that'll be out winter this year.
Oh, cool. There you go. Sorry, I didn't. I
thought no, it's fine. Done. It's just I almost forgot to say it.
Okay. This next story comes to us from Zilganera.com. Breath of Fire soundtrack showing up on Steam update. There's no sign of a new Breath of Fire game yet, but Capcom is giving people a way to appreciate and remember older entries in the series. An array of Breath of Fire soundtracks have appeared on Steam. At the moment, 5 albums filled with music from the series have appeared, with each one priced at $7.99, which is actually not a bad price to pay for the
lovely. Yeah, because most soundtracks on iTunes are like at least $20.
Yeah, Jesus. No, that's a good.
I don't really remember the music of the Breath of Fire series. Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
I think they can they can get away with selling them for $8 on Steam because Steam's licensing fees are not nearly as much as iTunes is.
No, they've got.
I played through the first 4 completely. I don't remember the music at all.
They have good soundtracks, man, for sure.
But I wonder if like maybe Capcom's considering porting some of these games to Steam.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be cool.
Or maybe they're doing a Breath of Fire collection soon. And
oh,
like,
God. If they did a
Breath of Fire... one of the platformers for the collection will be Steam, and then you'll be able to buy the deluxe pack that has all the soundtracks.
Yeah. Okay, as it's really, really hailing here. Jesus Christ, man. Okay.
I didn't even know Steam was a place to buy music.
I didn't either, man, but apparently so.
It's like, because you used to be able to buy like a handful of movies, like the indie game movie was on there once, an anime, but I don't know if you can still do that, but music was a new one to me.
Yeah. All right, Eric, we got to move along with the news here. What do we got next?
The World Ends With You is getting an anime.
Oh, cool. But we don't have any details on that, right?
No, it was just an announcement from Anime Expo, which isn't happening, but they're doing like digital stuff like most places are. But anyways, it's going to be adaptation of the... I saw somewhere where the headline for it was an anime adaptation of the smartphone RPG. It's like, you fuckers, it was a DS game.
Yeah, it was a DS. It was one of those rhythm RPGs, right?
Yeah, where you have to control at least the original release, you had to control 2 characters, and one of them played like a rhythm game. The other one was the touchscreen based.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good game from what I remember.
But like, they kind of automated the rhythm stuff for Solo Remix and the Switch port.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
I own that game, but I've never played it.
It's pretty good, man. It's not earth shattering, but it's pretty damn good. All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, and I don't know what I'm about to say now, but Seal No Surge DX and AR No Surge DX.
R No Surge.
Yeah.
R No Surge with R No Surge.
Not that kind of R.
Oh, okay.
There needs to be 2 R's for that one.
It's just like...
R.
That was a sad R, man. That makes me sad.
Yeah. All right. So those games have been announced... I was trying to find a release date, and I don't see one.
Now, the real question is, will Seal No Surge be localized? Because I'm pretty sure Koei Tecmo is going to at least do R No Surge DX.
What type of game is it?
These were originally PS Vita games. What's a Vita?
Yeah. What? What is that you speak of, this Vita? Yeah.
No idea. But there's no release date announced. It just says...
Actually, Seal No Surge and R No Surge were both PS3 and Vita games.
They don't even have platforms announced, so yeah.
Yeah, that mildly means Switch, PS4, Steam, and that's it.
So, yeah, if
this is like a no story. There's no date. There's no even platform. Yeah. Like, this is, hey, this game's coming out. Really? Yeah. What is it? When is it?
No. Yeah.
What's it for?
I do want to say...
Well, how can I play it?
This is a disclaimer. I'm showing the trailer right now, which doesn't give much at all of the games. If you watch the trailer on YouTube, if you have if you get like seizures and stuff, don't watch this trailer. It's very flash inducing and stuff like that. Just a PSA. Just for everybody out there.
The weird thing about Seal in the Surge and Arnold Surge is that Seal in the Surge, his main character is in Arnold Surge because it's supposed to be a crossover of Seal No Surge and Artanelico. But Seal No Surge is kind of like a weird life simulator, dating sim type of deal.
Yeah.
Cut out for a moment.
Oh, I heard
and
it.
And that's probably why it was passed over for localization to begin with.
Are you a Breakman? Should I hang up on you and call you back?
Or? Yeah, hang up and call me back because I keep, like, your audio, both of yours, going out.
Okay.
Me anyway.
I shall do that. I will.
Fucking Skype. Let's
yep.
do it.
I'm telling you. Okay, Eric, can you go ahead and do
Maybe he angered Skype Bacon instead of Kevin Bacon today.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Can you go ahead and do the next story? I know it's not your turn, Eric, but I'm.
Okay. Earth Defense Force. World Brothers. First trailer gives a closer look at the Blocky spinoff is the headline, because this is basically Earth Defense Force, but what if we use voxel graphics like Minecraft?
Yeah. I'm trying to get it back up here real quick so we can take a peek at it. But yeah, it looks, you know what the first little character there looks like, Eric? There's some screens here. The first character looks like the Dig Dug character. I don't know what's going on with that, but there you go. And I'm gonna play the trailer as we try to get Break back on the line here. I don't know what's going on with Break, man.
It's like we want to sell Earth Defense Force to younger kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Gee, Mini, man, the hail is crazy here. I haven't seen this crazy hail here in a long time. Good thing I have a tarp.
So it'll be released for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch in Japan sometime by the end of the year. Okay. Or if it doesn't get delayed because of the virus.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Also, the trailer shows a little bit off of Earth Defense Force 6, which was also announced.
Yeah. It looks okay. It looks fun, but yeah, I don't know.
I still need to write the review for Iron Rain.
Yeah. Okay, let me try to add a Break one more time as I do the next story. And, you know, this is lovely radio as I'm, like delaying. Okay, Metal Max 3 English fan translation rolls out after 5 years. English fan translation patch for Metal Max 3 on DS has been released by the fan translation group Metal Dreamers. According to the group, this has been a project 5 years in the making. So it was the first in the revival, and there you go. So there.
Well, one of the reasons why it takes so long is because fan translations, if you're working with a small team or even just one person, can take years by themselves. Yeah. And then there's the added complexity of how the game was programmed.
Yeah. I see that Freak 5 is in chat. Welcome, Freak 5. Sorry, we're just having some little glitches here, trying to get Breakman back on the line, but we're trying to do the news while we do that. So, Eric, why don't you do the last story?
But I need to get my hands on a DS emulator and the ROM if I can find it anywhere and play that.
Yeah.
But because I heard it was one of the best entries of the Metal Max series. But this is a game called Little Witch Nobeta, and it says it's a magical girl Souls-like now in early access.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Break.
Oh, sweet God.
Yeah. But Puya Games and Simon Creatives, Little Witch Nobeta has entered early access on Steam. This is a Souls-like starring Nobeta, a magical girl who uses spells to fight enemies in a mysterious castle. It is normally $9.99, but it has a temporary 10% launch discount in effect till June 30th.
I'm looking at this game. Not very much
time left now.
This is kind of the perspective of this game is a little unique. It's sort of isometric, but then it kind like the camera angles kind of do different things. It's kind of different. I like it. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen? Are you looking at this Break or have?
I'm trying to.
Yeah. It's sort of like it reminds me. God, what game does this remind me of, man? It's I don't want to say Diablo because it doesn't look like that at all. But like, if you were to
Diablo cute edition,
yeah, cute edition. But if you were to like zoom in on the character and then like have different like angles and stuff, like it's got a unique.
It reminds me more of like Mario 64 as far as the
yeah,
camera goes.
Okay.
Anyways, that's it says fun. That the game's expected to be finished in the next 1 or 2 years, and English support is available as well as Japanese and Chinese, both simplified and traditional, and full controller support.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you aren't sure about paying for an early access game, you can try out the demo.
Yeah. Okay. Looks decent. I mean, shit. I mean,
for
like
a game that's like $10, though, it's probably not very long. I mean, even with the concept of it being finished in a couple years, it's still. Yeah. Seems like it's not a very long game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's thoughts to that. Sterling did a whole video on the length of AAA games and games in general, and you know, I disagree.
I mean, it could be a situation like Shovel Knight was, where Shovel Knight was like $15 and then it ballooned to like $30 by the time the Treasure Trove had finished, because you're going to pay for more for extra content, but if you bought it early or were a Kickstarter backer like me, you benefit from the early price.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're going to skip homie discounts this week. It's the same Sony ones and the same... Oh, wait, do you have a discount break here? Let's do it.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, let's do a homie discount.
I was just clearing my throat, actually.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Also, I think the last thing that Yacht Club did for Shovel Knight was make the Shovel Hope campaign separate, so the main game was sold separately for like a reduced price.
Yeah. Okay. That was the news. We do not have any homie discounts this week. They're the same as last week. So if you want to kind of listen to the last week's show and get those there, then there you go. Breakman doesn't have anything really, but he does because Eric has a Dear Breakman, right, Eric?
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of. I mean, it's
okay. Let me do the music. All right, Eric, what you got for Dear Breakman?
I got it is. Okay, I'll make it about love, sure. But it's going to be about dating in Star Wars.
Dating?
What is, in your opinion, the worst Star Wars movie to take someone on a date to? And you can't use easy answers like...
The Ewok movie or whatever that fucking abomination...
There's two Ewok movies, actually.
Well,
I actually enjoyed the first one. It was a kids' movie, you know. And the second one decided, hey, all you kids love the first one. I'm just going to kill off everybody who loved in the first movie, except for maybe a couple people, and just kind of do this other thing. You know, you should enjoy it still.
What, that Ewok special?
No, there were two Ewok movies. Oh. Two of them.
Okay.
Two. Sorry, I was in my Zen position and you've ruined everything, Frank. Ruined it all.
Now the midichlorians won't gather.
I'm allowed, man. Today of all days, I'm allowed, Breakman. All right, what you got, Breakman?
The Clone Wars movie was not the live action Clone Wars movie. The Clone Wars cartoon movie was really dull, really bad. Which is a shame because the show turned into something great. But the original movie where they were trying to rescue a Hutt child was just really boring. I wouldn't recommend that.
Breakman, you hadn't mentioned that quite yet, and I watched that, and I was like, this is what this
series... I remember watching it in the theaters, and like, it's like they couldn't use the John Williams score, so they did this whatever the fuck for the opening intro bombastic thing that they always do in a Star Wars movie.
Ugh, yeah. Okay, so what are you suggesting then, Break?
Well, let's see here. Other movies I'm telling you shouldn't do. Rogue One. It's a good movie. We all agree. It's one of the best of Star Wars in recent years.
Yes.
But spoiler alert, everyone dies, which is not a good not a good plot twist.
So it's The Last of Us Part 2 of Star Wars movies.
Well, I didn't know that about Last of Us 2, but now I know.
that's apparently the case from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, they spoiled it. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, trust me, Breakman, you're not missing anything, man. Okay. All right, so what other?
So, let me see here. So, yeah, you don't want to do Rogue One, even though it's a good movie, but it's an everyone dies at the end movie, and you're not going to get laid when that happens. that's why in horror movies there's always a final girl, because as long as there's a survivor, you're okay. But there's no survivors in this one. Let me see here.
Rogue One's downer for sure, man. Yeah.
Let's see. I wouldn't recommend the last movie because it's really flipping confusing if you've never seen Star Wars, especially. They've got a lot going on. They tried to fit way too much into one movie. I don't think anybody can argue with that. They tried. It seems like the guy, he made The Force Awakens, and then the other guy came in and did Last Jedi. It seems like he spent a lot of the third movie trying to justify things that happened in the second movie or rewrite them in ways like
it's an entertaining train wreck, but yes. As an objectively good movie, no, it's terrible.
No, it's a terrible movie. It's still fun, but
yeah, I still quite enjoyed it. But yeah. But yeah, there's just they tried to go with way too much, and it'd be really confusing. Back to the Clone Wars, I wouldn't recommend the other Clone Wars movie either because. There's some dialogue in there that is unintentionally funny, and in the first half of the movie,
there are two Clone Wars movies.
Yeah, the Attack of the Clones.
Oh yeah. I was thinking.
Sorry,
Clone
I
Wars
been, I should have been more specific. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Attack of the Clones movie. The first part of the movie is basically Detective Obi-Wan, so there's it's kind of slow paced for a Star Wars movie, and then they start talking about love in the most weird ways later
it's
on
like,
in the movie.
It's like Romeo and Juliet live action movie bad with where it's in the modern era.
Really bad. Yeah. It's
the one with Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. Ugh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What other movies do we have? The Force Awakens, I think, would be okay. It's a good starter point, I think, for as far as the movie goes. But I'd still stick with the original trilogy.
Yeah. A dungeon appears. Dungeon Busters in chat. He says, not everyone dies in Last of Us 2, but it does go Game of Thrones on characters. So there you go. No spoilers.
So I'm guessing the message is, like, if you absolutely want to ruin your date because it's not going well, then watch the holiday special, right?
How about,
would you want to punish yourself when your date's already going bad? Like, that just seems insult to injury.
Like, what?
You're going to be suicidal by the end of the night. Like, what the hell, man? What are you trying to do to these young nerds?
Honestly,
these young Star Wars fans.
Would Star Wars be a turn on for any woman is the question. Like any Star Wars movie.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
I didn't think that had to be said, but yeah, of course.
The Swartz is about dicks and space walls, so why not?
Everybody wants to show the size of their lightsaber.
Yeah. God, that holiday special. I tried to watch a part of it on Disney Plus. And boy, I remember.
It's on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I saw it on there flipping through. I refused to ever watch it. I don't know if I watched it live as a kid. I was probably too young to remember it.
I just wanted to watch it.
Or I completely blocked it out, but I refused to watch it.
I wanted to watch it because I remember it being terrible back in the day when it first came out. And I was like, back in the day, I was like, God damn, that was a honking pile of shit. And then, I wanted to revisit it just to make sure that, I was, thinking the right things. And
You could be really freaked out when they do the live-action segments and they go to Chewie's family.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's...
Because the suits aren't as good as the movie set.
Yeah.
But the best movie, if you're trying to get laid, is Empire Strikes Back. Because there's a really touching love story between Leia and Han. And at the end, one of them kind of dies, basically, for the most part. It's a tragic love story, and women like that, the kind of women that go to the Star Wars movie with you to get laid. this kind of one.
We should ask Mrs. Breakman's opinion on that, man. Like you should ask Mrs. Breakman, like which Star Wars movie would get her in the mood, you know, and see what she says. Report back
when
to
I'm involved, all of them.
When I'm involved, all of them. That's funny. Okay, let's move on, man.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
Mostly Final Fantasy. Started going to the harder dungeons, which is kind of cool, I guess. Still have to go into an old dungeon to get to the harder ones, but there's so much extra content in there as far as like going back to hunting and things that I did that I really enjoyed. Next week, Star Wars cosplay roll sex advice. Yep. Roll okay. Well, I can go ahead and tell you about that. Obviously, the bikini. Everybody knows the bikini. But what a lot of people don't know, and George Lucas has said this himself, in space there is no underwear.
Oh wow! Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good, man.
That's a tip. So I'm just letting you all know ahead of time.
Let's see. Dungeon says he finished Last of Us 2 and getting back to Trails of Cold Steel 3, which we talked about earlier, as the ultimate teacher. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you,
Dungeon.
I was
playing some Battlefront 2 a little earlier, too. You know, just killing people.
Dungeon.
It's a heroes versus villains mode. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I really thought about getting Last of Us 2. Should I wait for a sale, Dungeon, or should I just get it right now?
I'll wait for the PS5 version, because that's going to happen.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, too. I might just wait for a PS5 version of Last of Us 2. Okay.
Yeah, because then you'll get
probably
like
the DLC, because they'll probably do DLC for it.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I was going to say. You're probably going to get like the Master Edition then.
Yeah, he said wait for a sale. Dungeon says wait for a sale. Okay,
That's not a good.
I've been holding on to my copy of Control because I kind of wanted to sell it because I'm done with it. The game, but kind of want to get the DLC. But it's like, oh, I think the PS5 and Xbox Series X ports were announced. So I'll just wait for that.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Seven Scarlet, slowly getting through the fourth scenario. Oh yeah, I beat the third scenario.
Oh, nice.
Shin Soccer Wars, which is just called Soccer Wars in the West for some weird reason. Because it's technically a reboot of the series, even though it's actually a sequel, because it takes place 10 years after the last Soccer Wars game, which the U.S. did get, and it was the only one the U.S. got. But it's a reboot in the sense that you're playing as another Sakura, but like she's Sakura Amamiya as opposed to Sakura Senguji. But and she kind of looks.
Amamiya?
Yeah, exactly.
I also played a little bit of Namco Museum Archives Volumes 1 and 2, which are Famicom and NES collections of various games that Namco did in its early history.
Ooh.
Which is weird, because like most Namco Museum collections are about the arcade releases. But
That sounds interesting. That's what I was thinking. So they're always the arcade, but this is the console.
So do you know that Legacy of the Wizard and Mendel's Palace were published by Namco in Japan? I didn't
know that.
Two other companies did that in the West, but like they're using the English ROMs, but they can't use the old copyright anymore, so they changed the copyright to... It says Namco or BEI, which is Bandai Entertainment Incorporated, which is the official name of their company in certain places, but it's weird, because like M2 must have just done some hacking work, because like some of the games are in English that weren't in English before.
Hmm. Interesting. Dungeon says he didn't hate Last of Us 2. Thought the story was interesting, had great moments, but he kept thinking, I want to get back to Trails of Cold Steel 3. You know,
but
Dungeon,
I wasn't done, by the way.
I know, I just had to get that comment in, man.
Oh. But I also played a little bit of Darius Cosmic Collection for the arcade edition. I didn't get the code for the console edition, but that's fine, because most of the console ports aren't that great. I also played Cold Steel 3 on the Switch. That was actually 2 weeks ago, but I didn't mention it because I was under embargo at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
And I only played through the little prologue segment you wouldn't call it a flash forward because that implies that there was a scene before that it flashed forward. But it's like the segment you get to later part of the game. So it basically copies Cold Steel 1 in that respect. But I didn't play beyond that because at the time I got the code, the Japanese voice pack wasn't available. So I didn't want to play any more of the game's story until I got the voice pack.
Yeah.
But I don't need to play through the game again to review it because I just want to talk about the quality.
Yeah. You know, Dungeon plays a lot like I do. He's like, you know, his comment about, like, thinking about Trails of Cold Steel 3. Like, when I play something, like if I were to stop playing Dragon Quest right now and go play something else, the only thing I could probably think about is going back to playing Dragon Quest, man. Like, that's how it is. Holy shit, who brought up Legacy of the Wizard? Because that game is fucking hard as hell, man.
I did.
Yeah, that game's hard. Did you play that game, Eric?
Not as a kid.
Oh god, man, that game is fucking difficult.
Yeah, because like it's more labyrinthine than a game like I forget what it was called, but Konami made it. It was the Maze of Gallius. That was what it was called.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Legacy of the Wizard, but I was never actually a fan of the game.
I
like the different family members did different things, had different abilities. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, the only problem that I had is, like, there's, like, no direction on what to do in that fucking game, man, at all. Like, you were just on your own and had to guess everything, man. Like, there were certain
Friends beat it because that game is way too fucking hard.
Yeah, there's like things that, like, how would the fuck would you know, like, to be at a certain spot and use a certain item? And, you know, nah, man, fuck that game, man. I like it, but fuck that game. Okay, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Let's see. I think that's it, though. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I played a little bit of Dragon Quest, but I'm struggling with my wrist, guys. Like, I got to temper my...
Oh, I thought you were feeling better. It's hurting again?
Dude, I was, but then I went out to my garden to pick out weeds, and after I picked out all the weeds, my wrist fucking hurt like hell again, man. Like, I seriously...
That kind of happens with me and all the boxes I have to throw in the machine.
Yeah, I seriously think that I got some carpal tunnel going on it's just going to take a long time to heal, you know? It's like one of those things, man. But I'm not going to pick... I mean, I'm done picking weeds from my weed garden. But... hopefully they don't grow back like crazy and I can avoid
my
doing
workplace
that.
Needs to get an auger so I can just feed the thing through instead of having to carry it over my head and throw it in the thing.
Yeah. I mean, my wrist is, man, it's trash.
Got an
right
old
now.
Old ass machine from the 70s.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. Black Cat's in chat. He says carpal tunnel is very uncomfortable. Like it. I'm not a doctor, so I can't, like, diagnose myself, but that's the closest way that I can explain how, you know, what's going on with my wrist, man. Like literally, like, I got done with that, like, because I really pull weeds out from their roots, because if you don't, then you're going to have trouble later on. So, you know, getting down there with, like pinching them with your fingers and then using your wrist to kind of pull out the weeds and stuff, like the little weeds. It's like, it's starting, Black Cat. He says, do you have any tingling or numbness? A little bit. Like, it's not, I mean, it's not like terrible. Like, I had surgery on my opposite arm, my left arm, on my elbow because of something similar, like with the nerve. Like, I had to release a nerve in my elbow in order to feel, like, you know, my two fingers in my left hand, like my pinky and my ring finger. But yeah, it's just one of those things, man. It's just going to take a little time to heal. I can manage it, though. You know, I mean, you know, I didn't play games for a week and then I felt completely better. And then I go out to the garden to pick weeds and there it is again. So there we go. But, you know, I know how to handle it this time, so I'll keep it easy and, you know, not doing that. Let's see, Dungeon was talking about Lost Legacy, or not Lost Legacy, Legacy of the Wizard. You get lost, you know, because you get cut loose to do stuff, and then you're
and
like...
you have to go back to the house to switch character.
Yeah, it's like, it's really hard, man. Like, that's a difficult game. He went out to his garden. No, and there's no jerking off in the garden, man. That's like, like the garden is like the sacred, like Shangri-La of like.
Although I can imagine playing Legacy of Wizard on an emulator is much easier because you can just save your game instead of having to write down a long ass password.
Oh, I know, man. That was a pain in the ass on Nintendo to write that password.
Yeah, God, I hate a password. The worst, yeah. I think, the worst password game was Battle of Olympus.
I don't know. The password system for River City Ransom was pretty bad.
These horrible flashbacks.
They're talking about jizz in chat, which is
gamer PTSD.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on, guys. To
RP Grinders reviews.
Okay, Breakman, you have a review. It looks like.
Yes, I do. I watched a series last weekend because it was a special release by HBO, and it was a timely release because a lot of subject matter played directly into Tulsa and the June 19th massacre.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you might not see the, might not expect this when you first turn it on because what I watched was the Watchmen TV series. This actually it is a direct sequel to the novel, not the movie, and it takes place, you know, in modern times. The main character is a direct descendant of the people that were massacred in Tulsa. Race is a big thing in this TV show. The series is really good. Watchmen TV series. The only complaint I have is the music. Music is absolutely terrible throughout the series, but other than that, the story is really great. It was well written. Most of the characters come back or make an appearance. There are a couple characters I can think of that didn't show up, and I'd guess they would. Maybe if they did another season of it. I don't know. The way the show ended, I don't think you really need to do another season of it. I think it'd be really complicated to do another season of The Watchmen the way it was set up. The storytelling was really tight and tightly done. It was only 9 episodes, so there wasn't any padding or anything like that.
Yeah, I like that type of shit, man. Like, when they just get to the grit, you know?
Yeah. And Dungeon Buster says this, I'm also okay with the decision to just end things the way it did. Yeah, me too.
Was that you whacking off on my tool shed again, Freak 5?
Wait, you Mr. Anderson now?
I'm glad you did the voice when reading it. And Questbuster says, I heard they won't do another one, at least the showrunner has no interest in doing one. Yeah, I forget his name, but he said he doesn't want to do one, but I'm thinking as much of a hit as it was for HBO, they'll probably pack up the truck and get it. The main character also, the actor, said she didn't want to do it again unless he was involved.
Wasn't it D.B. Weiss and the guys who did Game of Thrones? Weren't they behind it?
No.
Oh,
no. Okay. Damon Lindorf or something like that.
Lindelof. Yeah, he would.
Lindelof. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, that's it. This is really tied into racism and the events of Tulsa massacre, and of course, the Watchmen and things that happened in the Watchmen, like the giant squid. Spoiler alert! If you haven't read the Watchmen.
Yeah,
if you've only seen the movie and read The Watchmen, you're going to be really confused.
Yeah, yeah. The comic was really good, but that was a wacky ending, man. I'm glad they kind of changed. I'm glad Snyder changed that.
I am too, because the ending to me didn't make much sense to me that would be what would cause the Russians to end war. To me, because it's like to them, they see their enemies have been attacked. Like, that's the time for you to pounce, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in the movie, they made it that both Russia and, or both Moscow and New York were attacked.
By
a common enemy.
Yeah.
Which to me made a lot more sense. But there's no giant squid in that.
I need to watch that series. Does HBO have like a free like trial type deal? Because I might do that. Like what I'm doing with Netflix right now.
Probably. I have no idea. They released it as a free weekend, I guess, because of the subject matter in it.
Yeah.
The giant squid in the comic version. Yeah.
I mean, it was cool in the comic, but
But if you watch the movie, that was really the only big difference between the two things. That was the ending.
Yeah.
How they did it.
I like the movie quite a bit, man. Yeah. I really do.
It shows you the impact of what's come from the movie. Like, obviously you're going to know that the characters like Veidt are coming back. He's a main part of the show. But the new focus is on the character of, Sister Nuts
is what it is.
No, shit, what is her name?
I said it, man. Sister Nuts.
Sister Nuts, no. You're a son of a bitch. But she is the main focus, and it ties into her backstory, and her backstory ties into the novel backstory. So they really intertwined what was going on in a really cool way, I thought.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
He plays the villain role well, yeah. They had Jeremy Irons as Veidt. Spoiler.
Jeremy Irons is quite the actor. It's a shame he doesn't get that much recognition. Jeremy Irons did a show called The Borges that you guys should watch, man. Mm-hmm. That was an old HBO show. Or, no, Showtime show. And it lasted for, I think, like 2 or 3 seasons. But, man, that was a good series, man.
The only thing with it, it's the same thing with the movie, was when Veidt was introduced, it's like, oh, well, that's the bad guy. When Veidt shows up in this, they don't name him for like a few episodes. We're like, oh, that's Veidt.
Yeah.
That's definitely Veidt.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you giving the Watchmen series, Break?
That's an interesting question. I hadn't thought of scoring it. The way it's tightly told, I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh, okay. That's good, man. That's really good. Any other thoughts on the Watchmen, Break?
Regina King was great. She played the main character.
Awesome. That's really good, man. Yeah. Black Cat. It was Jeremy Irons in The Borges. It's that show, like, it faltered towards the end because they couldn't really go too much further with it. But man, the first like season or two of The Borges is, it's pretty good stuff, man. Really interesting. You know,
and the reason I kept bringing up the ending is because the ending, like the giant squid plays a lot, is the giant squid is a heavily in focus in this. The giant squid had a lot of impact, and there are other things that have happened since, but I don't want to spoil it. So,
yeah. God, I want to watch it now, Break. That makes me want to really watch that series. I really do want to watch it.
And despite the music, I gave it a 9 because I think how tightly done the story was, no padding or anything like that.
Yeah.
Everything you watched was relevant in some way.
Yeah. All right. I have a couple of quick reviews for you. I signed up for Netflix for a free trial because I really wanted to see Castlevania Season 3 because you guys talked about it a few weeks back.
So good.
Really fucking good, man. I don't have much to add to what Break said a few weeks ago. You know, there was an appearance by that one character. I can't remember her name, Break. But you hit it out of the park. It was just like a quick appearance and you were like, what the fuck? And you know, it's you know, that came out of nowhere, but I wish they would have went more with that. Maybe they'll do that more in season 4 if we get a season 4. Mm-hmm. But I agree with everything you said, Break. It was a fantastic fucking third season of a series. Actually, I consider it more of a second season because the first season was 4 episodes.
That's true. But I mean, that's the way a lot of shows or a lot of cartoons are done, is they try a limited series to see if it's, you know, going to catch on, because making cartoons can be expensive.
I really like the gore factor in season 3. Yeah. As a horror fan, like it doesn't get much better than that, man. Especially with anime, like you can go all out, you know. I do like the tease of bringing back Dracula. But they didn't quite go there, which was cool. You know, with the Hall of what do they call it? The Hall of
the Infinite Corridor.
Yeah, the Infinite Corridor. That was
which is like a whole thing in like stories and urban legends from the past.
I recommend this Castlevania for even people who didn't play the old video games.
Yeah,
but for
absolutely.
People who played the games, like there's just so much like fan service going on.
Yeah,
that you absolutely
I mean, if like Black Cat says he was a huge Castlevania video game fan, like that series has all kinds of little intricate Easter eggs that
I would mention like. For anime, for Frank to watch after Castlevania, would be High Score Girl, and Cells at Work, which is educational, but it's also fun.
Well, what? Cell got his own show?
No.
Did Goku complain about this or something?
Cells at Work.
So he's at work then, is what you're saying?
No.
Breakman, you're on fire today, man. I swear, man. Black Cat says, do you remember Castlevania Simon's Quest? I had so much fun with that.
Wasn't done listing off some anime. There's the new anime that came out there recently, which is Dora Head Doro.
Yeah. I started watching Parasite, Eric, and
that Parasite's on Hi-Dai, but they put it on Netflix for whatever reason, so whatever.
Is it just one season, or
it's a single series, 26 episodes.
Oh, wow, 26. Okay.
And then there's Neon Genesis Evangelion. I don't think you've ever seen that.
I tried watching it, but I got bored with it, Eric.
Really? It gets better.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Okay. I'll watch it. I'll give it another go. Yeah.
It is definitely not an action mindless show. It's a thinking person show.
Yeah, I need to watch it again because I think I just got really bored with it when I saw it younger. But
I see you were expecting it to be more of a giant mecha fighting show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into giant mechs though, you know. So that's probably part of the reason why I just
monster fighting robots.
Yes, like I like kaiju type stuff, you know. So. But I'll get over that.
Also, there's the Godzilla movies that you can watch.
Yeah,
and I think there's an Ultraman one. If I know you're not really into the Power Ranger stuff, but Tokusatsu isn't really that. It's because it's usually only just one suited dude.
I like more. You know what I like? I like more like
and he fights monsters like Godzilla, so it works.
I like more like science fiction or like eerie anime series or like horror anime series. Like that Parasite is right up my alley. Like I liked what I saw that. I think I saw like two, three episodes of it. Black Cat is asking me, Parasite on Netflix, is it worthwhile? Yeah, I mean, I've only seen 3 episodes, so I can't give it a solid review, Black Cat, but it's got an interesting premise. It's basically... It's like an alien parasite that tries to take over this kid's or.
I'm not really a fan of the dub though.
Yeah, the dub is not great, but I mean it's okay. I mean I like what I saw. Like I said, I've only seen 3 episodes, but a parasite takes over this young guy's body, or he tries to, but he can only take over his like hand for some reason. Like something.
He didn't take over his hand. He got rid of it and basically. Became his hand.
Yeah, so but it's good. It's I like it. Freak Pie says he picked up his dinner order. His number was 69. There you go. Right on. The next time you get one that says 420, that's when you really got something going, Freak. Okay. So I give Castlevania season 3. What did you? I think you gave it like a 10, right? Right, Break.
Yeah, I think we agreed on that.
I don't think I'm going to disagree. I think I'm going to give it a 10 as well. The story is well written. There was that one little weird part with I can't remember that character's name that showed up in that village, but she was just kind of guarding the place or something. I can't remember her name and it escapes me at the moment. But it was kind of a weird appearance, and I didn't. didn't understand what she was doing there, but maybe that's to set up season four.
Also,
I really like the twist that happened.
Frank, I recommend watching Fate Stay Night on there. Unlimited Blade Works. I mean, because I don't think the original Stay Night series is on there.
I might check
it
out.
The Fates will be really confusing. I mean, the Fates are really confusing.
Yeah, I mean, he could watch Zero first, but I think it's better if you watch Stay Night then go to Zero.
Yeah,
but beyond those two are Grand Order, which are based on the mobile game, and then there's Apocrypha, which is like a spinoff that has nothing to do with the other ones.
You know what anime I really enjoy?
But still based on the Holy Grail world, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You know what?
And anime... then there's Extra.
Yeah. You know what anime I really enjoyed back in the day was like Boogie Pop Phantom and Serial Experiments Lane. Like those.
You
want
to watch Boogie Pop? You have to go to Crunchyroll.
I know. I've already seen it, man. I used to have that box set, the DVD box set.
No, the new one.
Oh, they have a new Boogie Pop.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's really cool, man. All right, cool. So Castlevania gets a 10. And I rarely give that to series. And I'm going to talk about this next.
The third season, like they've hit each season out of the fucking park. Castlevania
is fantastic, man. Like it doesn't get much better than that as far as anime goes. For me,
like they have, and so many shows and anime stuff like that have to change the source material, and they really have avoided changing it for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There have been minor things, like there are characters they didn't put in it, like Grant the Nasty. Who fucking cares about Grant the Nasty, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's
not like he contributed much to the very bare-bones plot that was in Castlevania 3.
Yeah, and
plus he was supposed to be, like, the easy character, but he... like climb on the walls and he'd fall off the walls when he's climbing on them and shit. Like you're climbing on the ceiling trying to get over something, all of a sudden he falls. Like what the? But I'm holding the button. Oh, you fucking! Nah, I got
there was a really big holy shit moment in Castlevania that I'm not going to spoil for anybody, but it involved the two quote unquote friends of a certain character, and that were befriending a certain character, and I was like.
The original characters, you mean?
Oh God, man, it was harrowing. I was like, please, no, not him. You know, like, oh man, I was like, man, it was really good. I don't want to spoil anything because it's really good, man. But check out Castlevania season 3. Absolutely, it's a must watch. I saw Lock and Key season 1 on Netflix, guys, and I'm intrigued, but I don't know, man. I never read the comic, so I'm going in it just. You know, watching the series, but it's based on the I think it's a graphic novel or a comic series, Lock and Key, from Stephen King's son, Joe Hill. And it's got some interesting ideas with keys, like keys unlocking doors that, you know, lead you to other places that if you visualize them in your mind, there's a key that changes your appearance, a key that, you know, stores your memories, all these different keys that do these different things. And there's a woman that's kind of the antagonist of the series that wants to gather all these keys. And I don't know, guys, like I'm intrigued, but I really am not really hooked. You know, like there's certain series like, Castlevania's one, you know, where you're just like the first four episodes of Castlevania season one, that, you know, that whole first season, is like some of the best, like most invested that I've ever been in this series. Lock and Key just doesn't grab me that way. It stars the kid from the, you know, Georgie from It. It had him in it, which was kind of jarring. I was like, holy shit, that's Georgie from It. But it's worthwhile. It's worth watching, but I think that season two might be a lot better than season one. You know, there's certain series like you see the first season and you're like, it was okay. Maybe the second, you know, season will be better. That's how I feel about Lock and Key season one. So I'm going to give it a solid 6.5 out of 10, which is definitely above average. It's worth watching on Netflix. But it's not one of those series that's just going to grab you and just, you know, pull you in. But it's basically a story about these keys and an antagonist that's, for all intents and purposes, is a demon. It's the best way I can say. But Yeah, Dungeon, man. Whew! So good. So good on Castlevania. Anyways, Lock and Key Season 1, 6.5 out of 10. Definitely check it out. I think there's better things to come with that series, is what I'm saying, is the best way that I can put it. So, anybody got a Heiskapade this week, or can we go straight to Stinkos?
I don't.
All right. Mm-mm. Let's go.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Dungeon is asking if I've ever seen The Kingdom on Netflix. I don't know what that is, Dungeon. I don't think I have. I might check it out, though, if it's good. Okay, Stinkos of the Week. This is everybody's favorite segment where we basically, you know, talk about shit that happened during the week. Breakman, what is your Stinko of the Week?
I've got a couple. Well, one is our government continues to be completely incompetent, and one of the things they've screwed up now is some of that stimulus money they'd been sent. They sent millions of dollars to dead people.
Billions of dollars.
I'm sorry, you're right. Billions of dollars to dead people when, you know, Americans are struggling. Yeah, Americans are struggling through a pandemic, and they're sending money to dead people. Thanks, government. You're incompetent pieces of shit.
Also, I don't want that $4,000 of vacation credit, because why would I want to go vacation and get sick and then spread the sickness to others?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
And I think right now
it's basically handing money to more corporations in the long run, if you think about
well,
it.
Well, I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of money handout lately, because Trump's not liking what's going on in the polls and whatnot. He's been talking about giving another stimulus check out, so I'm thinking he's going to start trying to buy the election, like literally, like giving people money, like, you vote for me, look.
Yeah.
I might. I'm hoping that's not what will happen, but then again, more, you know, free money, so, yeah. Not voting for you, but
of course, people can just take your money, but sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take your money, Trump. I just won't vote for you.
Exactly. Unless he'll probably put some, like, we got to at least promise.
It's ours anyways. We're just taking what's ours.
Yeah. Dungeon says the news on checks going out to dead people was so what the fuck. It was, yeah. it's so what the fuck, like, why can't we get another fucking, you know, 1,200, yeah. You know? Like, that's, we should be getting, like, what Canada's getting, guys. $2,000 a month for every one of their citizens to sit at home and let this virus, like, peter out completely before they get back to life as normal. You know what I mean?
Well, we opened up too fast.
We did.
As we said at the time, we all said it. We're doing it too fast.
Yep.
It isn't Trump's money, yeah. But it doesn't stop him from, like, remember the stimulus checks he held up? He held up the release of some checks so he could put his name on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Freak. He's going to say, like, this is money for me and ways like that.
Yeah.
Because he's an idiot. And
yeah.
He thinks we're all idiots, too. Unfortunately, there are a lot of idiots, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
Money sent to dead people. And then my other stinko goes to, you know, us opening up too soon. And what, you know, what's it caused? The biggest single day infection rate yet, you know.
Yeah.
When the time when we could have been starting to come out of it and stuff like that, no, now it's getting worse because, I'm so sick of having to rant about this.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're
break,
fine.
But
you're
I,
fine. Like, I'm just. I'm frustrated.
I wanted to also talk about this. I put in my notes here, COVID spikes, right?
Yeah.
And it's a shame, Breakman. You know, other countries like New Zealand, and everybody's going to say, well, New Zealand's an island and they can, you know, have more controls and blah, 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 and all this stuff.
That's what I should do with the vacation money. I should just use it to move to another country.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I mean, seriously. Eric,
if you like the cold, go to Canada.
Yeah. I would move to Canada, but it's too cold for me. I can't do it, man. Like I honestly was contemplating it. I was like, you know.
I don't. Aren't we, like, barred from going to Canada?
Yeah,
we,
right
we
now
we can probably fly to Canada, but you can't drive into Canada.
No, we're
well,
all barred.
They lifted that immigration ban a while ago, but the way things are spiking, they're going to probably put it back in place. At least I thought they lifted it. Probably put it back in place.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, because just it's gotten.
I know Mexico has it in place.
You know, I don't know. I think I talked about this last week, but I think the thing that's going to sober the government up, and I hate to say this, but
some I'll move like, it to a country where I can actually get a vaccine for some, testing for affordable price.
Eric, let me finish this thought, dude, before I lose it. I honestly think that it's going to take a big person in government, possibly Trump or Pence. Like, I mean, they're going to these fucking rallies. Who's to say that they can't get COVID? And at their age, I mean, Trump is not healthy. I mean, we all can kind of agree on that, right? He's like 350 pounds of blobby mess that eats McDonald's all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what if he does get sick? Like, I mean, there would be half of the country that would be kind of happy about it. I wouldn't be happy about it, right? As bad as that guy is, and I don't give a fuck, right? Like, I've always been one to say, you know, fuck that guy, hope he dies, and all this type of shit, you know? But what if that does happen? Would that be the sobering moment that this fucking country needs to understand that this thing is fucking serious, right? This thing is not going to go away unless we make it go away by doing measures like giving us money. Like, we need money. There's no question about it. There's still 40 million people that are unemployed. Give us money, and don't give me this bullshit, we can't afford it, because you guys just spent $6 trillion on trying to save the stock market. So why can't you take $6 trillion to save your people that prop up that fucking stock market all the time? Instead of trickle down economics, why can't we do trickle up economics? You know what I'm saying, Brake?
It's not how trickle down works, so I might as well do it the other way.
It's so weird.
Since the 80s, since the beginning of the 80s, since Reagan took over, like, the wage gap, the wealth gap, it's split so enormously, it's just ridiculous.
It's crazy. I mean, now we're talking about not only billionaires, we're talking about trillionaires. Jeff Bezos is going to be a trillionaire, guys. There's no room for that. Like, literally, he should, if he ever became a trillionaire, he should just take that fucking $1 trillion and save an economy, somebody's economy. You know what I mean? Like literally a trillionaire? Really? Yeah. I mean, you don't have enough money with $1 billion. You need what, 999 billion of them? It's unconscionable to me, guys. Like,
especially under, like, so many people are starving and dying, fighting for hunger, and just we're in the middle of a pandemic. There are so many people sick and dying. Yeah. That money could be useful.
Gundam was originally conceived as a way to sell toys, and then Tomino came as the writer for the show. He's like, no, I'm going to actually make a political commentary, and I'm going to have it be about the situation where the rich people continue to hoard wealth on Earth and send the poor people into space.
You know, people talk to me all the time about actors and actresses and how many millions of dollars they make, right? And I agree with them. Sometimes it's absurd when you hear Robert Downey Jr. getting $25 million for a movie or an actor getting $20, $25 million for a movie, right? It's absolutely ridiculous money, right? But like, back in the day, like, in just think medieval times, right? There were people that were entertainers, right? There were traveling actors and stage plays and even people that would be bards, right? That would sing tunes with their harps or their guitars or stuff like that. And they were, the whole thing was sharing, right? Sharing your entertainment. I mean, they would get paid. They wouldn't get paid as handsomely as like $25 million in today's times, but there was this more of a communal type thing. And I honestly think that we need to get to that point here in the United States, right? And a lot of it involves socialism. I know people don't want to hear that word, right? Socialism is communism, and socialism leads to this, and but
most people don't even know what communism actually is.
Right. So why can't we get to that where we're helping each other? You know, I think a good place to start is defunding police, which is what I'm going to talk about next. I want to get to some of the comments in chat, though, because I don't want to forget about chat. Freak5 says Trump would lie about it if he caught COVID. No question about that, Freak5. Dungeon Buster, a.k.a. Quest Buster, says the malaria meds, even the study looking at that was like, this is BS and stop testing. Exactly.
Not only do the police need to be defunded, it's like they need a complete new roster of people in America. Because you can't reform the people that are already there. They're not going to reform.
Okay, I'm going to lead into that, Eric, but let me quickly talk about something here. Tucson just passed an absolutely atrocious ordinance that basically bans people from filming police, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's unconstitutional. And the way it happened was there was one or two people that caught an officer murdering somebody, right? Which has been in the news left and right. There's no question in the world that Breonna Taylor was murdered. There's no question that George Floyd was murdered. There's no question that, I mean, we can go on and on. Philando Castile. And it just happens to, I mean, quote unquote, just happens to be black people, right? Just happens to be, right? So this was another, I believe it was another person of color that got murdered by these Tucson cops, right? Well, the Tucson cops were kind of upset that people were filming it, right? Excuse me, the last time I checked, we have a First Amendment that protects us. And there were Department of Homeland Security memos that protected us from, you know, filming government officials and all this type of shit, right? So it all leads into police reform. It's time. It's time we start defunding. Minnesota did something really, really cool. They voted to disband the police in their city. Minneapolis, a big city, right? If they can do it, every other city council can do it as well. We don't need police breathing down our necks all the time. People, for the most part, are fucking good. Most people are not bad, despite what all the right wingers want to tell you, right? They think that everybody's a looter, everybody, you know, but yet we're not talking about the looters in Wall Street that still is blind. Steven Mnuchin is the Secretary of the Treasury, for fuck's sake. And that's the guy that ran Sears into the ground. He's such a piece of fucking shit, but he's our treasurer, our Secretary of Treasury. I mean, honestly, guys, the madness has to stop. The police have to be held accountable, and we have to start thinking along lines of policing ourselves or having community police, not police that are making $150,000 a year. Have you seen some of these police people's salaries? It's crazy. Our teachers don't get paid a quarter of that. But yet we can afford to pay police $150,000 to $250,000 a year to fucking shoot people. I mean, it's fucking crazy, guys. I'm sorry I went on that rant, but that was my also my stinko. Tucson passing an ordinance that makes filming police, which we should all be allowed to do, and we all should do when we see a police pull over somebody or they're hassling somebody. We all should pull out our cameras or our phones and film them. I do it all the time. Film the police. Make them accountable. You know, and I hope that somebody challenges that Tucson ordinance and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court because it's fucking bullshit. Let's see. Freak Pie says, I wonder if any plushies have fucked the COVID plushie. I have no idea what that means. Dungeon says it's
plushie
funny,
sex, I
yeah,
guess.
They're talking about plushies in chat. You might not want to just move on.
Okay. So there you go. That's my stinko of the week. Breakman, did you have any more? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut in.
No, you're fine. Okay. I mean, what else can we say? Like, we've said everything about COVID, you know, and what's going to happen. I mean, the scientists and doctors said this is what would happen. It's what's happened, you know? There's no arguments.
Yeah,
still, you know what? The no mask people are really pissing me off, though.
Yeah,
like just watching some videos of these people in Florida, like just a string lines of women just bitching about it in different ways. Like,
oh, I saw that.
One woman's like, I'm not forced to wear underwear. I shouldn't be forced to wear this too. Or like, it's my body. And somebody else also, says, it's my body. It's Christian. My choice.
I think her exact words, Breakman, were things need to breathe was her exact quote there.
Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I've seen some good memes about it online. Like kids forced to wear bulletproof backpacks to school. But you can't wear a fucking mask for 15 minutes in a store.
Yeah, exactly. These people bitching, like there was a Karen. I call them Karens because they're, you know, usually white women that are bitching about wearing masks or bitching about black people for some stupid reason. But there was a woman that was saying that she can't breathe in a mask, and it's been proven in many studies, I think was her quote, and I'd like to see these studies, which there's none, that breathing in your own CO2 is making her sick. And I'm like, are you fucking absolutely out of your fucking mind? Freak Vice says that's why Frank's wrist hurts.
I will say there are a whiplash from pulling his phone out.
At my workplace, it gets hot in there because there's bad circulation. Mm. So they made the decision to not require us to wear a mask the whole entire time we're there, but we do have to put them on when we clock out, and we do have to put them on when we're in places that have more people gathered together. But people like me who run their own machine are separated from other people. We don't have to wear the mask.
Well, I mean, that's good that you're not around people and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're mostly talking about like going out in public type stuff, you know, like going to Walmart where people are refusing to wear masks. And there are legitimately like a small, tiny fraction of people who can't because of breathing problems.
Yeah, like asthma. Like,
fuck all those people that are making
the rest of us all wear masks is to protect those people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to say fuck all the people that are making fake ADA cards that say that they have a condition when they don't, and those cards are fake.
Yeah. Okay. We need to move on here, guys, because I got an interesting free for all later. But real quick, Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
I didn't see any for you, Eric. So I'll just break, man. Your Sweeto of the week.
Even though we talked about it last week, and it was my stinko last week about baseball and all the jacking around and stuff like that, and I think we both really agreed that we should just skip baseball this year.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting baseball, so
yay. Maybe not, Breakman. I just got word that some Dodgers and some Rangers, I believe, have the virus. So
yeah.
I think it's going to come down to we're going to see basically scab players playing baseball and basketball and football, because there's some football players that got sick too. So
but yeah, baseball is going to happen because they're supposed to start spring training like next week already.
I wouldn't mind baseball if it's like they do it like wrestling is right now, where they have it on a closed set and then people could watch it live that way.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
So no audiences in the stadium.
Yeah, but I still worry about like the performers, you know, because they're going to be in close proximity to one another.
Yeah, no, and there's some that
are
sick.
Make them wear masks? I don't know.
In wrestling, you know, it's just one-on-one sometimes, but, you know, there are giant matches. You got the Royal Rumble, for instance, stuff like that, and just people running in and interfering in matches all the time.
Yeah, no. Wrestling has been hit hard by COVID, too. A bunch of WWE people are now getting sick. Like, it literally – I said this last week, Breakman. It's literally going to take somebody dying from this for them to quit. Like, it literally is going to take that. And I don't want it to happen.
And that's what I was saying. We're getting baseball is why I was so adamant about it. Because like you said, it's going to take somebody dying for them to stop.
Yeah, but yeah. And it might happen. It might happen. Freak Five says, some Sweetos, Monday was Mrs. Freak Day. Well, happy Mrs. Freak Day. Dungeon says, Tecmo Baseball. Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. Freak5 says, Lunenkeigel was buy 2 6-packs, get 1 free. Well, congratulations on your Lunan Kaibo. That actually is a really refreshing summer beer. So the neck fan I ordered finally came in, and it's so much better at work. I actually bought something, too. It's from Popular Science, of all places. They have a little, like, a lamp that's supposed to attract mosquitoes and suck them in and kill them, which is good because I'm going to put it near me because fuck mosquitoes.
Frank versus the skeets.
Oh, God, man. It's awful. All right.
Let's make an unofficial sequel to Mr. Mosquito, too, where it's about how he the mosquito that bites Frank.
That was such a fun game that you bring. It's funny that you bring that up, Eric, because I think about that game a lot, man. That was such a fun game. Okay, my sweeto, real quick, guys. Amy McGrath might have gotten her ass kicked in Kentucky. Charles Booker just might have beaten Amy McGrath. And why that's important is because he has a chance to knock off Mitch McConnell. So that is fucking cool. And that's a black guy. So I'm really surprised that a black guy would do well in Kentucky. Bowman beat Engel in New York, which was also another great victory. So he'll be going to Congress. And SCOTUS blocks Trump's attack on Obamacare. So and I'm no fan of Obamacare, but if the Supreme Court would have ruled in Trump's favor and basically disbanded Obamacare. In the middle of a pandemic, nobody would have had health care. So
I hope Booker wins Kentucky so he can kick out Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, I do too, man. I hope he wins and oh man, he's got a good shot at it. Freak 5 says, Break, do you remember in WoW how your shoulder pieces of armor were huge and very visible on your character?
Saw everything you put on and use.
Okay, cool. So that was my sweeto. We got some good news for a change, right? Okay, so let's move on to the most important question of the day. Okay, this week's free for all is kind of a fun one, guys, and. I don't know if anybody knew it, but today's my birthday, my like 100 and billionth birthday or whatever, plus 25 heat resistance. That's funny, Freak 5.
Happy Frank Day.
Yeah, happy Frank Day. Bernie's all into birthdays and, you know, anniversaries and all this other shit, right?
She's one of them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, yeah, exactly, Breakman. Which brings me to this question, all right? I put down here to surprise or not to surprise. That's the question. So the question is, do you guys like surprises, like for your birthday or otherwise?
It depends on what kind of surprise it is.
Just say good surprises, like they're good in general.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you do?
I'm okay with it. Like if somebody's like, hey, look, I got you something. Oh, well, that's nice of you. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, what about you, Eric? Are you
I saw the video on Twitter of some guy getting colorblind glasses and he cried when he could finally see colors correctly.
Yeah, okay, I understand stuff like that, but I'm going to be the curmudgeon here because I'm the resident curmudgeon. I hate surprises. I'm like Grumpy Smurf, right? Like I know I'm that way. Like Bernie was like, I want to get you a really nice surprise and blah blah blah, and I'm like, Bernie, I don't like surprises. I just want to enjoy my day. I want to go out and I want to grill some fucking bratwurst and, you know, just, you know, do whatever, you know. That's what I want to do. I want to just grill, you know, because grilling is like, I don't want to say grilling's a passion of mine, but like grilling is like a relief for me. Like when I grill, I mean, I'm in full control of that grill. I know how to grill very, very well. We're actually having like a little thing tomorrow, and I'm going to cook some tenderloins on the grill. That's what I want to do.
I thought you were going to say like brats or something.
No, I grilled some brats today. Some jalapeno and cheddar brats and some regular stadium brats. But tomorrow, I want to cook some tenderloins, and I'm simple like that. Like I don't need all the pomp and circumstance, you know. I don't. Oh, happy birthday! Here's a fucking stripper and a fucking cake, you know. Like I like it doesn't do anything for me. I know some. Like I know I'm in the minority too, but that's why I wanted to bring it up today, because I was kind of wondering how you guys felt about surprises, because I'm not a fan. Like
surprise, you're exiled. No.
Surprise! I wrecked your car. Oh,
yeah. Oh, I got it. Speaking of that, I got a. That should have been a stinko of mine too. You remember how, like, what was it a few months back? Like, I had all those problems with Progressive insurance because somebody hit my car and didn't leave a note and all that. Yeah. Well, guess what happened again?
Wow.
Yep, it happened again. I got sideswiped. It was parked. The only difference is I got half of the...
I'm starting to think your cars are magnets.
I guess, man. But that happened again. The same car on the same side. It got hit. That was a surprise. See why I don't like surprises, Brake?
Yeah, but you said good surprises. That's not a good surprise. I don't like bad surprises. Like, no, surprise!
Well, the thing is, I think he's had so many bad surprises, he doesn't even like good surprises anymore because he's lost the sense of what's good.
No, I'm just not a fan of surprises in general, man. Definitely not a fan of bad surprises, but good surprises are just like, oh, great. Thanks. I mean, because it's always awkward. Like, what do you, like...
Here's a free-for-all for next week. What? How fucking stupid fireworks are.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Freak 5 says, I should take a picture when I leave work someday, add in stats. Neck fan of heat resistance, face mask of disease resistance, face shield of disease resistance. Yeah, you could put poison in there, man. That would be probably better. That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, I just I don't know. I just thought it'd be kind of an interesting thing to talk about. Like I'm not a huge fan of it. Like if it happens, I guess it's cool. But I never know. I really never know how to react. You know, I'm like, oh thanks. And then I always feel like if somebody does something good for me, like my reaction is never good enough, you know, like, I mean, I really just don't know what to do.
I thought you were going
to
say, oh, now I have to be nice to you.
Well, that too, man. Like, I mean, it's you know, it's one of two things, but I don't know. I just thought, I thought I'd bring up that question and, have a little fun with it. But, yeah, I'm not a big fan. So what say you, Eric? You're a fan of it, and Brake is a fan of it?
Sort of. I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I just never know how to react, man. It's like I feel like I'm Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm with surprises, you know. I just never
surprise,
know.
Surprise, I'm pregnant and it's quintuplets.
I think that's when I'd be like, "Surprise, this is a 357." <You know? laughs> Oh, man. Okay, guys. I think that's all we got time for. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, what you got?
Since it's your birthday, I won't do the other thing.
Oh, God.
I won't even mention its name.
Sweet!
He's like Voldemort then.
Ha ha, Freak 5. You don't get your wish this week, you son of a bitch. Okay.
You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at @RPGrinders. Yep. And you can ask me a goddamn question. Oh, sorry. You can ask me any question.
Yeah. You should tweet out that more, Breakman.
Yeah, I know. I don't even. I just don't think about it, honestly. Yeah.
Tweet out, ask, beg if you have to, you know, get on your hands and knees.
Please, God, please.
Okay, and just so everybody is, like, you know, on the even keel, everybody's exiled today. So that means, let me look at everybody, and Eric, you're exiled. Brake, you're
exiled.
I already
got exiled twice this week.
Okay, well, you get exiled again. another TV viewer is exiled, even though he or she never did anything. Same thing with Commander Root, you're exiled. And Freak 5 Chaos, you're exiled times 10, just because I want to, and it's my birthday. Lurks, you get exiled, even though you've done nothing wrong.
Exile versus...
Yeah. And Dungeon, you get exiled just because. You know, you definitely have never done anything wrong on Grinders, but you're still exiled because it's my birthday, and I get to exile on my birthday. Of course, I exile any time, but, you know, I always feel bad when I exile.
Would you play the game called Exile?
I always feel bad when I exile.
It is a game. I'm not lying.
I have no idea. No, I never played it. yeah, surprise! Dungeon, you're exiled. There you go. That's how I feel about surprises, Dungeon, so there you go. And Black Cat, you're exiled too. I know you're not in there, but, you know, there you go. Let's see. Freak 5 says, visit the glory hole and slip a piece of paper through afterwards saying, tweet. Oh, God. God damn it. What's wrong with you? Freak 5. Exiled again. Dungeon remembers exile. Okay, Eric, let's go with your plugs, and then I'll do my plugs, and that'll be...
I wanted to write a review this week, but I was constantly tired because work was stressful, so I didn't get around to writing anything, but you can find other reviews I've written on sites like BostonGraphicBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com, and if you like what I've written, you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar per month would help me out on my Patreon, which... is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. We're having fun with surprises in chat. I got to say some of these. Surprise, I lost my house gambling. Breakman, that's awesome. There's a brewery in Des Moines called Exile. Surprise, I forgot to wear a mask at the hospital and I'm sitting next to you now. Yeah, exactly. Oops. Surprise, that wasn't mail. That's awesome, Breakman. Yeah. You know what? We should do a new segment called Surprise, and we'll come up with new surprises all the time. Big Five, surprise, I stuck it in your butt. Yeah, that won't get you very far though, Freak Five.
Surprise, I'm not a doctor.
Surprise, I don't even play one on TV, you know, type thing. Okay, Eric, are you done? Anything else?
Yeah.
No. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders. Thanks, everybody in chat, and you're exiled again because you all are sons of bitches. You know, and I wanted to say that in all sincerity. You know, I mean it in jest and in good fun, but you all are sons of bitches, even the people that listen to us on archives. And everybody in archives, you're exiled too, because you know what? You're listening to us on the archives, and you're not in chat, and you're not as cool as the people in chat. So I just want to let you know. Speaking of, in 3 weeks, I will be giving away a video game, or actually, RP Grinders will, all of us will. Game of your choice on any system, as long as it's not like one of those retro, you know, $500 games or something. I'm not going to be buying you like... oh, what's that Olympic game for the Nintendo? I'm not going to be doing that. But, you know, surprise.
There's only one of those, so that was already sold.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Surprise, someone took a shit in your car. See, I think that would be fun, man. We could do a surprise segment, you know, and call it surprise. But anyways, I'll be giving away a video game.
We can call it Last Surprise.
I'm going to be giving away a video game in 3 weeks' time, episode 600. You want to be in chat? I will be asking an old school horror question. So, you know, brush up on your horror knowledge of old school horror movies. And I'll have another question as well, for the archive listeners. So don't feel like you're going to be left out, but be here Friday, 7 Eastern time, 3 weeks' time, episode 600. I'll be giving away a video game. So there you go. What else? Fuck Trump. I think that's
yeah, that works for me.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have anything else?
Stay safe.
Fuck Trump.
Yeah. Fuck Trump. All right. Stay safe, everybody out there. The COVID cases are spiking big time in a lot of states. I thought Colorado was kind of immune right now, but nope, they're back into the spiking cases. So, you know. Stay safe, wear a face mask, wash your hands, don't touch your face, you know, all the good fun things that, you know, the doctors tell you. So follow the doctors, don't follow politicians. That's what I'm going to tell you. All right, take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody.
feel like we should do surprise jokes right now, like. like surprise, that wasn't real, for me.
Yeah, surprise, that's my finger in your butt.